The Magic Valley's home for country, Cat Country 106. Scotty in the morning. It is the morning cup of coffee brought to you by Hearst Medical. Cindy and the crew are absolutely amazing at what they do. Cindy's been in the business for over 30 years. She's a licensed medical provider. Hearst Medical's got a great Facebook page. They show all the stuff that they do there, and they've also got a great rewards program. So if you've been thinking about things like Botox, Juvederm, laser spot removal, fillers, hormone replacement therapy, make sure you get a hold of the folks at Hearst Medical. Well, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for us to check in with the one and only Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. Good Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. You know, I hope everybody had a good Memorial weekend. And Scotty, we are printing the June issue as we speak. So they will be out in the stands at the end of this week. And today is National Grape Day and National Grape Popsicle Day. So there you go.
Nice. I like that. So we got a lot of events going on this weekend, about 20, I understand, listed. And of course, a lot of repeats with information about like live music, bingo, bunko, botanical garden events, library events, and weekly events at the Harrod Center and Farmers Markets.
That's right. And so what we have going is today there are three events at the Harrod Center. There's Deep Sky and Sky Tours and Solar Storms, and I think there's something else, and Sea Lions. If you like to go to the coast and learn about sea lions, there you go. Tomorrow is Vampire Day in Kimberly with the blood drive. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS for an appointment. At 10 a.m. on the 28th starts the Twin Falls Western Days in the city park. And that's a big event, so check that out. The 29th, the blood mobile goes up to Wood River to take and see what they have. So 1-800-RED-CROSS for their appointment. And the 29th, 30th, and 31st, and the 1st all have the Western Days going. And but on the 29th at 5:30, everyone that loves Ellie Mae will want to go to the Red Hot Gastro Pub because that's where she's at. But on the 30th, we have the Vintage Vixen is doing their craft show at the fairgrounds. See page 1 of the magazine for more information. And at 5 p.m. on Friday is Hagerman's first farmer's market for the season. It's a new night and time at the Hagerman RV Village. And be sure and pick up a free program, you know, while you're at the market because it has the Hagerman Valley Business Directory in it. That way you'll know where all the businesses are, what their phone numbers are, and their open hours. So that, you know, is a really good, information for you. At 5:30, also on the 30th, Jake Parkinson's going to be at Red Hawk. 6 p.m. on the 30th in Rupert, the Rupert Rotary at the Elks is putting on their casino tournament night, and it's a fundraiser, so check that out. The 30th is busy. At 8 p.m., there is Aaron Ball Band is at the Tap House in Twin. On the 31st, the Vintage Vixen. They can come up with so that makes you tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Is at the fairgrounds again starting at 10 in Filer, and then at 12 on the 31st is the annual Irish show at the Reformed Church, and page 14 has information for you there. And then on the 1st, because you aren't going to have the 1st, the 1st is, of course, the last day of Western Days, but it is Twin Falls, well, in Twin Falls, but it is World Milk Day.
Wow.
On the 1st, yeah. And Glambia Cheese, and I don't remember what page it's on. It's in the new magazine, but look it up.
Gotcha. Now, you've got some stories, too. It's called Growing Up in Hagerman Valley. What's that all about?
That it is so interesting because it is Sandy and... they were called the Sandy Girls. It's Laura and Cheryl. writing articles about growing up in the Hagerman Valley. And June's issue is about going swimming, you know, with summer starting, and it really is interesting. And when you see it, you can just read it, you can just visualize some of it that's going on. And, you know, and so check that out. And if you, you know, read that and go, man, I'd like to know, you can go to magicvalleynews.org and it'll say the stories, and you can go back and read all of them from the beginning up to this month. So that makes that, you know, that makes that interesting and fun for you. And then if you really, you know, if it's like going, oh, I don't want to go out, but I need to do this, or it's too hot or whatever, you can get the magazine sent to you for $20. All you've got to do is contact me and give me some information and get us the $20, and we'll put you on the list, and then it just comes to your mail. But if you're one of these techie guys, you can just take and go to them, put the icon magicvalleynews.org on your phone, and then you can click on the events, you can click on the distributor page to see what's in there, you know. And then also remember, we always have the state reps and commissioner articles and that we receive and link in the magazine, you know, for you can go ahead and read all the articles that, you know, that people, you know, that's been put out, so that you kind of know what's going on.
Wow, sounds like a lot of stuff happening, and it is the season for that. And I know you guys work really hard to make sure you stay on top of that. So thank you for that, and we appreciate you taking a little bit of time to chat with us here on the radio.
Well, my pleasure. I love chatting with you, Scotty. It just, you know, it kind of starts my day off in a good mood, and so I really appreciate it. And we want, you know, we appreciate you guys letting us get all the information out so people know what's going on. And we're hearing people go, oh, are you the one that we hear on the radio? And, you know, so
there you go.
People are listening.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to chatting with you coming up again next Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan. And you have a good week, Scotty, and everybody else.
Thank you very much. There you go. Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. That is the Morning Cup of Coffee, brought to you by Hearst Medical.